Anybody need a break?
What?
Yeah.
You want a break?
Lunch time.
Okay, we're good. Okay, back on the record. It's 12:17. I forgot to say this at the last break, but anyways, all members of the board who were here prior to the break have kindly stayed with us through this oppressive heat. Next case is case number 622-.
Case 7.
Thank you. I didn't put an X through this. Case 7, 22-900. That is a Weathersfield case. Identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today.
Detective Robert Malinowski, Malinowski. I am representing the town of Weathersfield, Weathersfield Police Department, and Chief Medina.
Thank you, Detective. Sir, what town do you live in?
Weathersfield.
All right. Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. Back in January 25th, 2022, the appellant applied for a pistol permit. After receiving his fingerprint results back, comparing to the answers he had provided, he was disqualified from the process and issued a denial letter. In preparation for the appeal, I discovered additional information as well, which we presented during my arguments.
Okay. Sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
I was explained to me that I didn't put something on the application, and I had a discrepancy with that because I remember getting stopped by the police. It was 30-something years ago, but I wasn't issued anything that would have that I had to go to court for. And they told me that, I said, well, you know, look it up. I never went to court in Maryland for anything. And they said since it was over 25 years, they couldn't get a record of it. But if I would if I would have got arrested for it and actually went to court, I would have put it on the application because it was so long ago. And it was just a matter of me having, well, actually, I don't even remember if it was mine because at that time I was using. And they found a bag of paraphernalia in between the seats of my car. And me as a user, if I knew that was there, I would have used it. Because at that point in my life, I was using drugs 30-something years ago. So with that one bag that they found in my car, because I guess they thought I was transporting drugs from Connecticut to Maryland, because I had a Connecticut tag. I got pulled over by the DEA and all that. And they asked me, did I know anybody?
All right, we're gonna get into the specific facts. This is a brief opening statement.
Okay, well, my opening statement is that, you know, I never went to any kind of court in Maryland. That's why I put that on the application that I didn't go.
Thank you. Detective, you may proceed with your case.
Okay. The appellant was fingerprinted as part of the process. With no arrest in the state of Connecticut, two arrests came back on his FBI report. The appellant did disclose the arrest in 1981 in Chesterfield, Virginia, and noted it is a misdemeanor. The original charge was possession with intent to sell, which was then dropped to a simple possession of marijuana. There was no disclosure or mention of the arrest in Annapolis, Maryland, 5/7/1990. At that time, I contacted the appellant, and the appellant said that he was never arrested for that. The appellant claimed that he was stopped driving home from UPS, because he was working for UPS at that time, and that the police attempted to set him up as a confidential informant after searching his car. The appellant was firm that he was never brought to headquarters for fingerprinting. I have faxed a formal request to the Annapolis Police Department requesting a copy of the report, but due to records retention and their policy, the report had been, was gone. So all I had was the fact that he only disclosed one arrest, yet there was two arrests on his FBI report. So at that time, he was denied based on the inconsistencies with his criminal history report and what he disclosed. In preparation for the appeal, I also noticed that he noted on his military that he was less than honorably discharged, which is an automatic disqualifier of the federal prohibitors. Continuing to prepare for it, I looked up for any in-house history he had with Mr. Thomas, I'm sorry, the appellant. And I noticed that all the history we had at that residence, there was nobody by that name there. I contacted a homeowner who said that was her sister's husband, that she did not want to get involved. She says I could talk to her sister. I talked to the sister, who's claimed that they were separated, that he was no longer living at the residence as of last May. They were in good terms, there's no issues, however, that they were having difficulties and that he was no longer living at the residence. According to a TLO, which is an open source, showed that he had an address in Wallingford as of last May, which was consistent with the account his wife gave.
Sure, is that true?
Well, me and my wife, we are separated now, but I was just there a couple of days ago.
You were just in Weathersfield a couple
of days?
Yeah. Where do you sleep, sir?
With my wife.
Okay, you were just there a couple of days.
I mean, last week.
Yeah, were you visiting last week, or do you live?
Well, we're trying to
right, but
get back together.
This is a material point here, what town you live in. It's very important. You could say you were there a week ago. Why? Where do you live? Where's your home?
Well, actually, right now I'm staying with my daughter.
Okay.
In Wallingford, but me and my wife are trying to.
So you live in Wallingford. You live in Wallingford, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
It's basically where you lay your head at night. It's sort of an easy way to.
Okay.
So you don't live in Weathersfield. You just spent some time in Weathersfield.
Yeah, well, my wife lives in Weathersfield. We have a house together. And most of my documentation has a Weathersfield.
It's not your documentation, sir.
Yeah,
it's where you're living.
Where do you live?
So you were there, you said, last week. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And you were there for how long?
Overnight.
And the rest of the week you were in Wallingford?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you sleep last night?
Last night I slept in East Haven.
When was the last time you slept at your wife's or your home in Weathersfield prior to last week?
Maybe a few weeks before that.
Okay. So it does not sound to me like you live in Weathersfield.
Okay.
Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't stay there every night, no.
Okay, how often do you stay there?
Well, things are getting a little better now, so I don't know, once a week, twice a week sometimes.
Where are your clothes?
My clothes are in Wallingford, and I still have clothes in Weathersfield.
Well, to me, it sounds like you definitely don't live in Weathersfield. Does anybody else on the board?
I'd be interested is the Weathersfield residence a property that you own?
Yeah, me and my wife, yes.
Do you pay property tax in Weathersfield?
Yes.
Do you pay for that tax?
I'm actually still giving my wife money every week.
Okay, but in terms of when your property tax comes due, do you pay for that? Do you claim
it's
that on
mortgage.
Your income tax?
It's in the mortgage.
The statute is where you actually live, not where you own property or not who you support. It's
anywhere.
Where your house, home is, which in this mm-hmm. case, it's pretty clear it's Wallingford. I don't know why you don't want to say that.
No, I mean, it's no big deal for me to say that, but I was just trying to let you guys know that me and my wife is trying to work it out.
Okay, that's great, but the issue is where do you live? That's what we need to know.
Okay.
And where do you live? Wallingford?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
At the time of the application,
it matters today.
Does it matter? It's as of today?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Weathersfield cannot issue a permit to a Wallingford resident.
Hi, can I say something before you guys dismiss this case?
We're not there yet, but go ahead.
Excuse me?
Go ahead.
I was just really, really wondering why the initial, why initially they said that I couldn't have the permit. I know I didn't put that on the application, but I had no recollection of ever being arrested in Maryland. And I know I didn't get arrested that night. I went home and I didn't get a promise to appear. I didn't get anything from these officers. And I don't know if at that point in time that they had to document something, but I never went to court and never got charged with anything. What was the charge again? Possession?
I think you guys can have this conversation in the hall, but at this point, we've established that you, sir, live in Wallingford. Weathersfield cannot issue a permit to a Wallingford resident. Therefore, I'll give you the option of withdrawing your appeal if you'd like. If not, we will most likely dispose of your case by motion and find against your appeal. So would you like to withdraw your appeal at this point, or would you like to proceed knowing that we're going to most likely deny your appeal?
Why would I proceed if you're going to deny it?
Some people like to. I have to ask.
You can reapply in Wallingford.
That makes no sense at all. You know, it's kind of funny, something that happened 35 years ago.
Sir, we're not, the only matter before us is that we can't grant your appeal if you live in Wallingford. So you can either withdraw or we can call the vote. If you would like, if the detective wants to talk to you in the hall, you can talk to him. It's not going to make a difference probably because you'd be applying to Wallingford going forward. But that's all we can comment on at this time.
Right.
So did you want, I take it you want to withdraw based on what you just
Absolutely.
Said?
Absolutely.
Okay. So the withdrawal is noted at 12:29. Thank you both.